How powerful was Saruman? Very powerful, obviously, but powerful enough to really challenge Sauron or more? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. If you like theories, background, history and lore about The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher, this is the place for you. Welcome. Saruman was undoubtedly powerful, a wizard and a Maia, head of the Order of the Astari and leader of the White Council. He was, on the face of it, the most impressively powerful figure among the wise. Gandalf, Galadriel, Elrond and so on deferred to him, following his lead through the Third Age on when and how to engage with the return of Sauron. He was one of the five Maiar sent by the Valar to Middle-earth in the Third Age, meaning that he is an immortal spirit, called Curumo or Curanir, not just the old man we see. We're told in Unfinished Tales that these five Astari were mighty, peers of Sauron, but must forego might and clothe themselves in flesh so as to treat on equality and win the trust of elves and men. So perhaps in their true forms these Astari were peers of Sauron, as Tolkien says, but as part of their mission they had to take on forms that restricted their might. Nevertheless, Saruman was the acknowledged leader of the Order of Wizards. Even in their restricted forms, he was the greatest. And we see this in the way that Saruman uses and manipulates Radagast, and then imprisons Gandalf. Gandalf's acceptance of his imprisonment by Saruman is a lovely bit of show-don't-tell writing by Tolkien, because Gandalf doesn't make a big thing of it at all. There's never a thought of him fighting and defeating Saruman, or escaping his tower-top confinement through his own magical abilities. There's just a clear assumption that that wasn't even an option. If Saruman wanted to keep Gandalf against his will, he could do it, and there wasn't anything Gandalf could do to stop it. He knew it, and so did all those listening. In the books, remember, when Gwaihir the Eagle arrives and helps Gandalf escape, it isn't through Gandalf summoning him through the Moth Uber messaging service or anything like that. It was just because Radagast asked Gwaihir to go there, without knowing that Saruman had turned or that Gandalf was imprisoned. Gandalf didn't escape Saruman's captivity by his own cunning, but because Radagast and Gwaihir were doing their jobs. Of course, simply being the most powerful of the five Astari doesn't mean that Saruman was the best at everything. Radagast is described as a master of shapes and changes of hue, and Gandalf, particularly with his ring Naya, was not just generally wiser than Saruman, but also particularly skilled in fire magic, and the often overlooked ability to kindle hope in people's hearts. One area Saruman undoubtedly was unparalleled in skill among the Astari was in magical crafting. Indeed, his Sindarin elf name, Curanir, means man of skill. He, like Sauron, incidentally, served Aule, the Valar smith and creator, back in Valinor. There are even some hints that he was crafting his own Ring of Power around the time of The Lord of the Rings. Tolkien basically confirmed in the introduction to The Lord of the Rings that Saruman lacked only the last bits of knowledge about how to do this, not the power. I did another video on that if you're interested. But that's not all he was good at, of course. He used Crebain, a kind of crow bird, to spy for him. In the movies at least, if not the books, he sent the storm that stopped the Fellowship from crossing over the Misty Mountains. We also get hints of other powers and abilities. Gandalf tells Gimli that Saruman could look like me in your eyes if it suited his purpose with you. So, shape-shifting or changing people's perceptions. Pippin also wonders aloud if Saruman could put a spell on them from a long distance, and Gandalf confirms that he could. And Saruman made his Uruk high, of course. This isn't entry-level stuff. He had been improving the racial attributes of the common orc, making them faster and more motivated. Treebeard, who thinks deeply about this, as he does with everything, concludes that while he might not know exactly what Saruman has done, it is certainly dangerous and very probably evil. Finally, Saruman also had an immensely powerful ability with words and speech. When approaching him, Gandalf warns his companions, some of the strongest-minded people in Middle-earth, that there is no knowing what he can do, or may choose to try. Saruman has powers you do not guess. Beware of his voice. Sure enough, we then read of the impact of Saruman's words. A voice spoke, low and melodious, its very sound an enchantment. Those who listened unwarily to that voice could seldom report the words that they heard, Mostly, they remembered only that it was a delight to hear the voice speaking. All that it said seemed wise and reasonable, and desire awoke in them by swift agreement to seem wise themselves. When others spoke, they seemed harsh and uncouth by contrast, and if they gainsaid the voice, anger was kindled in the hearts of those under the spell. None were unmoved, none rejected its pleas and its commands without an effort of mind and will, so long as its master had control of it. A voice low and melodious, the casting of Christopher Lee here was perfect, and sure enough, in the passage we just read, the enchantment of Saruman's words started to take effect. As Saruman spoke, Gandalf's companions started to grow suspicious of Gandalf himself. They heard the gentle remonstrance of a kindly king with an erring but much-loved minister, but they were shut out, listening at a door to words not meant for them, ill-mannered children or stupid servants overhearing the elusive discourse of their elders and wondering how it would affect their lot. Of loftier mould these two were made, reverend and wise. It was inevitable that they should make an alliance. Gandalf would ascend into the tower to discuss deep things beyond their comprehension in the high chambers of Orthanc. The door would be closed, and they would be left outside, dismissed to await allotted work or punishment. Even in the mind of Théoden, the thought took shape, like a shadow of doubt. He will betray us. He will go. We shall be lost. The spell is only broken when Gandalf, now much more powerful as Gandalf the White, laughs at Saruman. If he hadn't been there, Saruman would very probably have been able to turn the situation around completely, turning our heroes around to his way of thinking. So even a broken and defeated Saruman was a power to be feared. And so where does all of this leave us? Well, it's clear that Saruman was right up in the top rank of powerful beings in Middle-earth at the start of the Lord of the Rings. Above Gandalf, until he got his upgrade, Radagast and the Blue Wizards, and the Balrog, given that he and Gandalf seemed to have effectively matched each other for power when they met in Moria. It's clear that the other impressively powerful beings of Middle-earth, the ancient elves and the Ringwraiths, for example, are a step down from all of these Maiar. Saruman uses his enchanting voice on the Witch King with great effect to persuade him that he knew nothing of the Shire or the Ring. As usual, we'll leave Tom Bombadil aside as the exception he is, and Galadriel is an interesting outlier also, but we'll leave her to another video. But with those caveats, that leaves Saruman with perhaps only one other being, potentially more powerful at the end of the Third Age, Sauron. And Sauron, we have to remember, was only a shadow of his former self at that point. Was Saruman, therefore, more powerful? Well, the textual evidence seems to suggest that Saruman didn't think he was, at least not without the One Ring. You just have to look at what he does. He puts all his efforts into searching for the One Ring, rather than just taking on Sauron. He knew where he was, after all. And he tries to persuade Gandalf to join his side, for them to fight together against Sauron and take over from him. Saruman wouldn't have sought Gandalf's help if he thought he could already defeat Sauron on his own. Indeed, although Tolkien doesn't elucidate in huge amounts of detail on exactly what happened, it's clear that in their contacts through the Palantiri, Sauron won the Battle of Wills with Saruman. Not enough to fully enslave Saruman to his will, but enough to be the dominant power. And we should probably also note that despite being two of the most powerful beings in Middle-earth at the start of the Lord of the Rings, neither Sauron nor Saruman were at full power. Sauron did not have his ring, and Saruman was, as one of the Astari, clothed in the body of an old man and subject to the pains and wearies of Middle-earth, rather than in his immortal spiritual form. So, what if Saruman had got the ring? It's not outside the bounds of possibility. He was looking for it in the right place and even knew it was being carried by a hobbit. And he thought that if he got it, he would be able to, at the very least, challenge Sauron. Just as an aside, Saruman got really close to finding the ring, to the extent that he seems to have found Isildur's body and the little box on a chain around his neck that he kept the ring in. Sadly for him, he was too late. Deagol and then Smeagol had got there first. And he also later rightly suspected it was in the Shire, probably decades before Sauron had even heard of the place. And if he had got to the ring, how powerful could he have been? Well, we have Tolkien's wonderful theorising on whether Gandalf with the ring might have been able to challenge Sauron. He concludes in letter 246 that that would be a close-run thing. So if Gandalf at full power with the ring against Sauron without the ring would be a close-run thing, then Saruman the White with the ring, as a more innately powerful Istari than Gandalf the Grey, probably would have had the edge. We often dismiss Saruman as a second-order villain in The Lord of the Rings, largely defeated in Act 2 before the heroes move on to face the real bad guy, Sauron. Yes, Saruman may have amassed an army, but that was defeated in less than 2 weeks, and the Fellowship and Frodo's mission was closer to being blown off course by the likes of the Balrog or Shelob than a confrontation with Saruman. But this is just circumstance, because Gandalf in particular was keen to ensure that the ring never got anywhere close to Saruman. He would rather risk remote mountain passes in midwinter or the mines of Moria than try to sneak past Saruman's stronghold. Which makes sense when you understand that by the time of the start of The Lord of the Rings, Saruman was maybe even the second most powerful being in all Middle-earth, and if he had got the ring, perhaps he would have been the most powerful. He plotted and planned and built an army and could have taken on the world if things went slightly differently. But in the end, what did all his power actually avail him? Nothing but an ignominious death on the doorstep of Bag End. Great power brought low by the most humble. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.